This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. As it happens, there was some news on home prices this morning. The Case-Shiller Home Price Index by name. It gave us more evidence that as the economy keeps on improving, so too do home prices. Up an average of almost 4.5% last year. That's for existing homes, by the way, not new construction. It does sound like a housing market recovery, except that most of the other housing numbers out there, like home sales and housing starts, not quite so much. It's kind of a mystery, actually. Unemployment is falling, interest rates are low, so why, oh why, is the housing sector still struggling? Marketplace's Sabri Benishour has that.
Existing home sales are doing all right, and that's a nice thing. But an existing home doesn't help GDP like a brand new home. And a lot of new homes aren't being built because people aren't buying them. Why not? Let's ask friendly random person Phil Littman on a street in Manhattan.
It's exceedingly expensive and I don't have the financial capability to do that.
Phil Littman is random, but he's pretty typical.
I mean, if I had an unlimited source of financing, I'd rather buy, yes. But in my current situation right now, I'd rather rent.
It's basically just that, if you ask Mark Willis, executive director of NYU's Furman Center. A lot of people don't have a lot of money.
There are parts of the market that is having to deal with relatively stagnant incomes.
Millennials especially face financial instability. Chris Mayer teaches real estate at Columbia Business School.
People are getting married later, and they're having kids later, and they're settling down later.
That's why you see the renter construction rate still up and up pretty dramatically, over 20% over the year.
Susan Wachter is professor of real estate and finance at the Wharton School. People are renting, not just because buying is expensive, but borrowing is still hard.
The uneven recovery in construction is fundamentally reflecting tight credit conditions.
Yes, interest rates may be low. That doesn't mean you're going to get a loan. But as much as we like to pin our dismal housing sector on the recession that just won't die, the reality is there were changes in housing happening way before the recession.
Home ownership actually peaked in 2004, before the recession. In fact, before the clear boom in housing peaked.
David Blitzer manages S&P Dow Jones Index Committee. They oversee the Case-Shiller Index. He says the recession may have just accelerated a trend that was happening anyway. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.